Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Please enjoy your cup while you listen, as I have enjoyed mine as I've been writing. This morning, we hear the words of Jesus found in Matthew 6:34. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. George and I had our second COVID shot yesterday. So far, we have had no after reactions. We're feeling fine. But more important, as I awoke, I felt excited, my spirit lighter. At first, I didn't understand. I made my way downstairs to make that first cup of coffee, and it began to dawn on me that I was feeling a great relief, a joyful sense that we had made it to the milestone of getting the second vaccination, and the possibility of getting the virus was in all likelihood banished. As George and I talked, it became clearer to me that without realizing it, all these months I had pushed the worry of getting the virus out of my head. There were many other more important things happening, joyful things, and I wasn't going to waste my time and energy worrying about it. And I didn't. But this morning I realized there was a great relief that the threat was behind me. As I have thought it through, I have concluded for me that life is full of threats, moments, or long periods of anxiety regarding life's trials. The relief we feel when our teenage child gets home safely from a late night event. The relief when a surgery goes well and is over. The relief when our lost pet is found safe and sound. The relief from a feared diagnosis comes back negative. The relief when you find the treatment is working. I do trust the Lord and His loving care and leading in my life. I mean that completely, and yet even though I find peace in that belief, there is some deeper place where I cling to hope that I am not wrong. Real relief does not show its face until the crisis is over. In other words, even though I genuinely pushed away worry about COVID, there was anxiety there that I was not even aware of. The Lord helps us deal with all these difficult things in life. It's like that moment cuddled in your mother's or father's arms, and them assuring you it will be all right. The difference between you and I as a young and innocent child and us as adults is we can't quite 100% believe that it will be all right. There have been too many difficult or painful experiences we had to suffer through, and in too many, we cannot see the why. Age does help here. You can look back and see, in at least some of those events, the wonderful long-term results. But as I write this, I must add that apparently, even then, for me at least, I have to work at it in prayer, practice trusting the long time good. These moments today made me aware of the anxiety I carry around about the cancer. I don't feel anxious. I don't dwell on the anxiety. Instead, I remind myself that the Lord is in charge and is leading the way. Yet, the thoughts are there. How long will the chemo medicine work? How long do I have? Will it be a painful or peaceful end? Today, I have decided to push these thoughts away by daydreaming. I see that moment when, healthy and whole, I open my eyes to see the one who loves me most gazing at me. with a welcoming smile. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Let us pray together. Dear precious Jesus, the one who loves us most, please, please help us enjoy the peace that comes from knowing you are leading every step and you hold our right hand. In your name I pray, amen. Once again, thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.